The 28th of May sees the start of the World Week for Peace in Palestine, Israel. It's an initiative of the Palestine-Israel Ecumenical Forum of the World Council of Churches and foresees a host of activities in support of an end to the occupation of Palestine and a just peace for all in Palestine and Israel. To find out more, I spoke to Reverend John Calhoun, a United Methodist pastor based in Ukraine. He told me he serves as the convener of this special initiative.
World Week for Peace in Palestine, Israel is an initiative of the Palestine-Israel Ecumenical Forum of the World Council of Churches. It was founded back in 2007 to coincide with the 40th anniversary of the 1967 Six-Day War, which, as we know, resulted in the occupation by Israeli forces of East Jerusalem, the West Bank, and the Gaza Strip. So this initiative was started in 2007, and it continues through today. And since 2007, then for the last 6 years, on a yearly basis, the WCC has set aside 1 week every year to focus on this issue and to encourage and equip local congregations, community groups, civil society, and individuals of faith to take action in support of peace in Palestine and Israel and an end to the Israeli occupation.
Now, I see here in your press release that you invite member churches, faith-based communities, civil society organizations from all over the world. I see here at least 21 countries participate. Does Israel, are there any communities in Israel that participate?
We do not have partners within the state of Israel that do participate. Of course, there are Christian communities in Israel, but our primary contacts are with the Christian communities living under occupation. So these are Palestinian Christians in East Jerusalem, in the West Bank, in Bethlehem, Ramallah, other communities across the West Bank, who are living under Israeli occupation. And since the focus of the initiative, since the beginning of the initiative back in 2007, has been primarily to work towards the end of the occupation, our principal partners in that initiative have been the Palestinian Christians living in the West Bank and in East Jerusalem.
This message, this invitation goes far beyond those borders. Can you tell us who else participates and also what you invite people to do during this week?
Well, it's a very interesting initiative in the sense that it does emanate from the land, but as you've mentioned already to date, we know of events and activities being planned for the week in 21 countries around the world for 2012. For example, just to give you a kind of a brief run-through of what kind of different events in different places are being planned, for example, in Austria, there are a number of ecumenical worship services being planned in different cities around the world. Films about life in Palestine, especially focusing on Palestinian Christians, will be screened in open-air venues in different cities. Volunteers who have served as ecumenical accompaniers in Palestine will return back to Austria and share their experiences. In Canada, we have worked with the United Church of Canada to have this church denomination create a number of worship liturgies and sermons and other worship aids that can be used by churches in Canada and around the world. Also, Palestinian Christians are touring Canada during the week, speaking in churches, delivering sermons, holding educational seminars, speaking with theological students across the country. In the Philippines, for example, our partner churches and civil society organizations there are planning a large rally in the center of Manila, which will include worship, it will include presentations and educational programs, and also will include a bit of political advocacy as they will rally outside of the Israeli embassy, showing their support for an end to the occupation. But probably the signature and most important event of the week will actually take place in Palestine. On Friday, June 1st, there will be an ecumenical worship service on the grounds of the Cremazon Monastery. The Cremazon Monastery is a Salesian monastery that dates back to the end of the 19th century, but is actually a monastery founded on the ruins of a 7th century Byzantine monastery. This monastery hosts not only a theological school, but also a winery, and it has a property on its grounds. And the monastery and the property of the monastery are under threat from the Israeli government for confiscation and demolition because the monastery and its grounds lie in the projected path of the separation barrier that the Israeli army has built to separate Jerusalem from Bethlehem in violation of international law. And so for the past number of months, Palestinian Christians have been gathering on the grounds of the monastery every Friday for an ecumenical worship service and mass. And for this coming Friday, on the 1st of June, this Christian community has invited Christians from around the world to gather with it in solidarity for a very special worship service and mass, to pray for peace, to work for peace, and to witness to the world the threat to this very important Christian community.
John, how would you describe the current situation in Palestine right now in May 2012?
Well, for the Palestinians living under occupation, it's a very frustrating time, and particularly for Palestinian Christians as well. There are very few Palestinian Christians living in the land. There's been quite an exodus in recent years because of the occupation, because of the lack of opportunities for education, for the lack of opportunities for employment and for future. It's a difficult place right now for those persons living under occupation, and there's not very much hope, I would say, at the moment. Still, Palestinian Christians are continuing to join together in solidarity and to share their hope and their faith with one another, and the international community can play an important role in that process as well. During the week, we are encouraging our partners not only to pray and to worship in support of the Palestinian Christians, to show their solidarity, but also to be educated and to educate others about the realities facing those living under occupation, and then also, as possible, to take on acts of advocacy, you know, to go out and to raise their voices for those who really don't have a voice themselves living under occupation. And that would include asking people to contact their local elected officials and to let them know about this problem and encourage them to work towards a just and lasting peace that would bring about an end to the occupation and peace and justice with dignity for all persons living in Palestine.
What fruits would you say your initiative has borne in these years, apart from, of course, raising awareness?
Well, I think raising awareness is probably the greatest fruit that's been born. You know, the occupation continues, so we can't say that anything, you know, any one activity or one aim that we have had in the past has been met. But there is quite an awareness raising that's taking place right now. Just for example, in the news recently, there's been quite a bit of attention given to a number of mainline Protestant denominations in the United States that are beginning to wrestle with this issue of economic measures against the occupation. The United Methodist Church in the United States recently voted on resolutions to continue to call upon economic measures to be used towards ending the occupation. That is, for example, boycotting products that are produced illegally in Israeli settlements on the West Bank. And these conversations are continuing in a number of denominations across the United States and in Europe as well. And so we see, I think, a growing conversation about what the role of the churches around the world can be in trying to work together in cooperation with the Palestinian Christian community to end the occupation. And I think there's a role for the churches to play, and that's a continuing role.
Thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add to that?
Well, just lastly, the week will take place from the 28th of May through June 3rd. We have a website which is accessible at worldweekforpeace.org, which lists all of the activities that are taking place in at least 21 countries around the world during the week. But it also lists a wide variety of resources. They are worship, educational, and advocacy resources that people can look at, can make use of to join in the week, making use of for example, prayers written by Palestinian Christians for the week, worship services put together by Christian communities in Jerusalem, links to stories and other facts from the ground. All of these resources can be used by local congregations, by people of faith and community groups to support the Palestinian community, and in particular the Palestinian Christian community, and to work towards an end to the occupation.
That was Reverend John Calhoun, convener of the World Week for Peace in Palestine, Israel.